Welcome back, everyone. Going into the fourth and final hour here on Bounce Power Dark Side. Adam, tell us about that role.
Right. So, the role that we got on the table here is a crit, which is awesome given how difficult that role was. When the triumph symbol comes up, it always counts as a success, but you gain some kind of additional powerful like bonus on top of it. And the bonus for charm is actually really cool because when you get a triumph on a charm roll, you can spend it to, let's see, what does the book say? Have a target NPC become a recurring character who remains friendly with the characters. So you can basically say to me, like, not only was this guy like so bolstered by my presence, but now, like after the fact, they remain predisposed to assist me. So later you can call on them, they become an ally as long as they're alive. Which is super cool. So, yeah. I mean, you basically are like, no, just like let it all out, kid. Go for it, Dade. And I think that he doesn't say anything. He just like lets all of his like teenage rage burst out of him. He lunges to the sidebar, grabs one of the bottles, smashes it on the edge and like leaps at his father, jamming the bottle into his neck. There's a gout of blood. The chair tips over. The kid is screaming and just like stabbing them off in the face with this broken bottle.
Does the servant do anything?
The servant like puts his hands up and like backs against the wall, gets a splatter of blood on his face. And is just like,
oh, like, maybe I like lean forward and grab a napkin and just hand it to the servant.
Yeah, he's like, thank you, and like wipes his face. Yeah. The kid stabs his dad a couple of times. What's everybody else doing? You're all just standing around like arms folded, like nodding.
Yeah, I'm just watching it happen.
Yeah, I think Bels is just like soaking in this bad juju, man.
Oh yeah, you can feel the dark side flowing.
I'm like basking in it. It's great.
Yeah, totally. And so, yeah, he stabs him like 6 or 7 times. He's definitely dead. And the kid like comes up and breathing hard and he drops the bottle. He's covered in blood and he looks up at you, Talon, and he just kind of like grins and he nods and he's like, I've been waiting to do that a very long time. And he like stands up, like wipes his hands, like spits on his father's corpse. And he's like, damn you, old man. Well, I guess I'm off now.
Is there like an insignia on the actual moth that makes
him
moth?
Yeah. It's a little command.
I go and like look, like go through the body and like grab that, and then I just put it on the kid. Whether it's like pinning it to his chest.
Yeah, it's like you pin it over his like. He's got a couple of little medals. He's got the like you know Hitler Youth Award or whatever. So yeah, you can just pin it next to his little Boy Scout.
Yeah, and then I just like brush it off and say, moth, and then I go back over to the corner.
And he, so he like wipes his hands and he says, well, I suppose this is my first order of business. We should get about dealing with that rebel scum. I hear there's riots that need to be quelled.
I pour him a drink and hand it to him.
Yeah.
Alcohol?
Yeah, hell yeah. I pour him a
drink. He takes it. And he waits for like at least you, but anyone else to like, actually, no, he looks at his father's assistant and he's like, assistant, pour my guest a drink. And shakily, the assistant is like, oh God, oh my, and like pours like some sloppy like drinks and like hands them to Belsa and Otto.
I think at this point, like Otto says, no, thank you. And I unlock the door and I go outside and look, 161, are you there?
Yeah, you get him on the get him on the comms. He's like, yes, sir.
We need 2 stormtroopers to remove a body, please.
Janitor's on the way, sir.
Okay. And then I just kind of like wait outside to make sure that no one goes inside at all.
Okay. And so the three of you, I guess, have drinks now.
We toast to our new moth.
Yeah, and he's like, to the Empire. Like, cheers, and then he drinks, and yeah, and we fade out on that scene. So, elsewhere, where theoretically 13-year-old boys are not stabbing their fathers to death, Lana, you are, we see you with Greenskin and the other rebels. You're in their little like base. They have the like the thing covered off to one side, and yeah, it's you and Nala and some of the other like rebels, and you are called here to like explain what's going on. Greenskin says to you, he says, and actually maybe he's in the middle of like talking to everybody. He says, and so at this time, we will use what Lana gave us, the footage, to stoke the fires. The people of this planet have long suffered under the Rilkots, and it is time to make a change. With this, and he looks at the data pad, we set a fire that will burn the Empire off this planet forever. And people are like, yeah, like they're getting excited and stuff. And then he turns to you while he leaves his lieutenant to like get the troops ready for whatever action they're planning. He turns to you and he says, my lieutenant tells me there's been a complication, Lana. What is it?
What is he referencing?
What you told her, right? That like things have changed. There's going to be a trap, whatever. Like he wants you to explain to him what you want.
Okay. I relay him the information about like everything I told her about how there's going to be a convoy, how they want us to attack it, and innocents are going to die, including the Moth's son, probably. Like she tells him everything she can.
Yeah, and he says, my lieutenant told me about this. She's a bit, like tilts his head, a bit more bloodthirsty than I'd like. I don't want us to have blood on our hands. Not innocent blood, anyway. I'd like to capture the Moth. Send him back to the Republic for trial. Thank you for telling me about this. He shakes his head and he says, I have some questions, Lana, about you. I've had my agents look into your past. And he puts a big, like, cold hand on you, on your shoulder, but not in a threatening way.
But she's and he kind of like leans in. Has like a stone cold stare at him.
I mean, and it's like impossible to gauge aside from like because he's not even speaking basic, and he has no human facial expressions for you to judge. But he puts his hand on your shoulder and he says, "But we don't have to talk about that now. I know you're carrying a heavy weight." And he like takes his hand off your shoulder. He says, Taris, today, we leave the future for the future. What is it you suggest we do?
And she takes him. I take a moment to like, collect myself. I'm obviously really tense at what he's mentioned. And I say, yes, I think I'm going to need your help. So you'll understand why I think we should go through with this plan. And then at the end, when they come to kill the rebels that I take with me, you capture me and the others that come for us.
And he nods. And then what?
You take us prisoner. You get maybe Theron. He should probably be there. Maybe some of the others that are there. You capture us. You take us in. You take us prisoner. And then afterwards, you release me.
He nods. So you've gone from the hunter to the bait. This surprises me. Kind of like looks at you. Are you going to be able to surrender when the time comes?
She's like, I get like really quiet, and he could probably sense like, or if he tries, he can see like the emotion, like water starts like welling in my eyes. And I say, I think it's what I have to do.
And he nods. And he says, when we play the tape that you gave us, the city is going to explode. I expect riots, chaos. People will die. And I think he kind of like sighs heavily, and he says, tell me about the trap. Where will we lure the agents?
Did you give me the location and everything yet?
Nope.
Okay, well then I basically say there's gonna be three cars. One's gonna have the sun. I relayed all of that already.
Yeah, all you know is that there's a convoy that's going to be going to the shuttle. Which is so it's I imagine there's a route that the convoy would take.
Sure.
But there was no like, this is where we're gonna get them. I was just like, there's gonna be a convoy. Enjoy. Come up with something creative.
Well, I'd have to also get a time, because in which I'd probably wait for Theron's.
Yeah, I mean that's part of the convoy, right? Like you would have like a time, so they would know when to strike.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you're suggesting then is that they attack the convoy and take you, and that Theron will be part of that convoy and they'll take him prisoner too.
Well, what the way I thought that it was happening is we attack the convoy and then
you and the rebels
that are with me, and then what happens is they're because we're obviously trying to make it look like the rebels did it, they're the ones killing innocents, with the news people in there and everything, and then we were gonna get like captured afterwards and the rebels killed off. That's how I took that what the plan was.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was, and this is a testament to the like so complicated plan. It was to frame the rebels for killing the kid.
Yeah, right?
The rebels would attack the convoy. They would kill the Moff son, and then you'd be able to move the propaganda engine and be like, "Oh, okay, rebels killed your beloved Moff baby," and then the rebels all get raided because you tell.
Well, it's not. Yeah, it's not that we're gonna frame the rebels. It's we were literally gonna let the rebels kill them.
Exactly. Yeah. So and then you were gonna like, right? Because the idea was that Lana was supposed to tell them that like Theron is in the convoy and you should attack it.
Okay.
So Lana, what you've told them then is that it's not Theron in the convoy.
I told them like Theron and the others, which is like Belsa and all them, that are gonna be the ones that come and get us afterwards.
Right.
Like to kill them off. Kill them off.
Yes, I understand. All right.
Because that's what she figures is going to happen is like at the end, like Theron's going to show up, kill the two rebels, and we're going to leave and be like, well, we left a mess. So.
Right. So what you want is to set a counter ambush, get a bunch of rebels to like wait, and then when Theron and them show up, then spring the trap.
Yeah, the rebels attack.
Okay. Cool. Well, let's do that then. All right. So like the timeline then, I guess, so do you go back to the base then?
The palace?
Yeah.
I guess, I think, don't I just start setting up for the convoy? Cause it's later in the day now. I meet the two that I was supposed to bring.
Got it. Yeah.
So
yeah, you can stay with them. Sure.
Okay, and then I just set up on the route, which the convoy should travel, and wait for Theron to say when they're leaving.
Okay, so while that's happening, the rest of the Imperials will have some time to like get sorted out. So what do you do? What do you three, Otto, okay. Belsa, and them? So now that things have changed a little bit.
Yeah, so we're going with our plan that we decided to do originally, which is we're just going to load the three convoys up with explosives, like I wanted to do, and I think the thing that we would, because we're definitely not, we would inform the new Moff of our plan, and we were going to say that what we're going to do is, in order to hide the fact that the Moff was killed by him, we're going to put the Moff's body inside the one of the less exploded filled convoy trucks. And then we are going to have our friend TK get the other droids, and we are going to TK's the droid, right? The droid that's like the Imperial droid.
No, Maxim. Maxim is the news droid.
No. The Imperial droid, the like one around the house that I.
TK-161's a stormtrooper.
TK-161's he's a person.
Yeah. So who's the droid I reprogrammed?
I don't think we ever gave him a name, but yeah, there's like a liaison droid, totally.
So yeah, the liaison droid, I'm going to get him, for the glory of the Empire, of course, to get several other droids, and we are going to remove the stormtrooper armor from our like six stormtroopers we have, or whatever we have, and put it on those droids, and we're going to have the droids drive the convoy to the thing. And so we're going to make it look like there's just a bunch of stormtroopers, but they're going to be droids. They're all going to go. And the Moff's body is going to be in the thing. And hopefully, because that guy is a freaking faithful robot, he is going to carry out his plans. And
oh, yeah. I mean, the droid will just do whatever he's told without...
Right. We're going to throw them in some shitty stormtrooper armor and have them drive the convoy to the shuttle depot.
Sure. Yeah, that happens. Totally. Okay, so you got that all sorted out. The vehicles have some like extra ammunition and stuff. This takes a while. And I think that while this is happening, like we see you starting to like work on this and all these things getting built up. Throughout the city, rebel agents, Republic agents, have hijacked broadcast towers and are broadcasting on repeat the conversation that you had about framing that woman. And they keep broadcasting like propaganda about like, you know, Factory 49, 700 dead, never forget. And like, it's the Empire's fault, right? Like they framed this woman. And so people are getting like pretty riled up to the point that like riots are starting to break out even in the upper levels. And so stuff is starting to get like the political situation is getting very tense on Terrace.
Right.
Yeah. So the factory that blew up, the fire spread to a bunch of other factories and like a tenement building burned down, and like it's a big problem. They're still trying to put out the fire.
Yeah, huge problem, JP. Huge problem for all of us, buddy.
No, we're doing great. We're doing great.
Yeah. It's working fine.
It's working look, all this is going according to plan. Otto he's actually a Jedi. He saw all this many moons ago. All right.
Yeah. All right, so I guess the next thing to happen is like we see the convoy like leaving the palace, right?
Oh, just to be like super clear, none of us like on our end meant by the whole like we're sending explosives. We aren't even going to be in the area. Like,
oh yeah, you're back in the palace.
We have no intention of going to Pocket. Like, our objective is to kill as many rebels, like, because in my mind, the assumption is there's going to be a whole ton of them. Like, we're just going to kill as many people as possible and be like, they killed them off! Like that.
Okay. All right. So, so you three are still in the palace with the new Moff. And
what are we doing with the old Moff's body? Did we do anything?
Putting it in
in the port and transport, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. To cover up the fact that the sun killed him, and to make it look that the rebels blew up the Moff. Yeah. The news reporters are traveling with the convoy. It's like it's a tense time in the city, and you know they're trying to get the Moff off the planet right now, like that.
Good. Very good.
Yeah. And so what we see is the crowd that was outside the palace earlier has like, you know, grown by an order of magnitude. There are people with signs. Aliens have come up from the middle city. Maybe the bank where that woman's stall was before, like all the windows are blown out and it's like, there's like fire coming out of it. And it's got a big Rebel Alliance, almost spray painted on the side. And, it's chaos out here. And the doors, the like gates open and the vehicles very slowly like move through the crowd, and they like people keep getting pushed aside. People are like pounding on the windows and they're all dark so no one can see what's inside, but they're like, you know, yeah, boo, get out of here, like go back to whatever planet you came from. Terrace for Terrizians. Like they're like, yes, no, you lost, Moff, get the fuck off our planet. And these like rebel protesters are all like kind of blocking the way, so the cars are very slowly moving their way out towards the highway. So Lana, where are you and the commandos that Greenskin? So Greenskin, basically when you split off, he was like, I have to go with my lieutenant and my team. We have something we need to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you in charge of the convoy situation. So he gives you a half dozen guys and says like, okay,
do we have rocket launchers? Because there's no way, like, I'm not going to run up there. I don't even want to attack it, because Lana has personal issues against possibly killing a kid.
Yeah. No, they can, yeah, they'll bring along whatever, like, they have an RPG that they can use to attack the convoy.
Okay, yeah. Well, then I'm going to be on a roof, like, waiting and looking for it, trying to spot the convoys that are en route. And then, and probably like, I'm going to have what, two people posted, and I'm going to have them be the ones that attack. Mm-hmm. So, cause he gave me, I know he gave, what were their names?
Oh, Verse and Cora.
Yeah. I'm going to have those two beside me, and then I'm going to have two people on the opposite roofs with the rocket launchers.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think that's what we're going to do.
Okay. Yeah. So the convoy makes its way past the main crowded area outside the palace, and eventually you can see it. You get your macro binoculars, and you can see it moving up the road towards the ambush point.
Okay. Well, I wait to give them the signal until after they pass, and then as mm-hmm. they pass, I tell them to attack the middle one, or to shoot okay. down the middle one.
Okay. Yeah. So the cars slowly, pull through the little like choke point you've got set up. And then, there's a sudden flare from the building, one of the windows of the building across from you, and a trail of smoke as the rocket plunges down towards the cars and then erupts in a blast of fire and concussive heat. The windows shake. And there's just like chaos. Like the middle car explodes completely. The other two light on fire. And then after a second, they both go up. Breaking all the windows around you. They're not like in the crowd, so people don't get like killed, but there's all kinds of like explosions and fire and people like running and chaos. And then what happens, right? Like what's the next thing? Do you run? Do you hide?
No,
were bombs in those cars. They didn't kill anyone.
I mean, the cars are, there's a huge explosion, but like they're far enough away from the crowd in front of the palace that they don't, I mean, there's probably some collateral damage, but it's not like they blew up with a big bunch of people around because the rebels
did a lot of damage to surrounding buildings though, right?
Yeah.
And then there's the moth's body parts everywhere, I'm sure, but.
Well, those are probably undistinguishable.
Well, I call the rebels out to like go search the cars. And then I think I just wait. I keep looking and waiting.
Okay.
If anything's going to happen. And if nothing's going to happen because you guys aren't showing up, then I'd probably be a little confused, but.
Yeah, I think at some point, Verse, he says to you, he's like, Lana, where are they? What's going on? I thought Talon was supposed to be here.
Yeah, I have no idea. I would just be dumbfounded too, because I would be caught. I would immediately pick up on the fact that I had obviously been kept out of the loop on this one.
Yeah, and I think he sees on your face that like uncertainty, and he like grabs your arm and he's like, all right, look, just get back to the palace. As far as they know, everything went according to plan. So, and he kind of like looks down and he's like, just go.
Okay. And I nod. I'm like, yeah, you're right. They shouldn't know what's going on. And I was like, you guys see what you find. See what we ended up blowing up, if anything. I mean, I don't know. Do we see any body parts anywhere?
I mean, probably not. It's still, the fire is
still so big. Okay, I'll say report your findings to me, and I'm going to go back and see if they're even there. They might have left me. I don't know.
Okay, so you want to head back to the palace?
Yeah, I'm going to head back to the palace.
All right, so in the palace, you see the news report. Everything seems to go according to plan, right? The convoy gets hit. There's a whole like, oh, the humanity. Are people celebrating? But yeah, like the reactions afterwards, like because they're doing like crowd reaction stuff, people seem pretty excited that the Moff got blown up. Yeah. They're like, yeah, finally, that guy's toast. And like, we can finally have the democratic society we deserve. And like, it's time for a vote. And that like, that becomes kind of like the thing the crowd is cheering. Like, it's time for a vote. It's time for a vote. They want like to vote for the new leader of Terras. What are you going to do?
So basically Jesse's plan worked. it's fine. I'm just going to walk in and act like nothing happens. I'm going to walk in and act like I did my job.
Well, I want to see. I want to give the folks back home. Do you have a reaction? Like as soon as it happens, what do you do?
I guess I'm waiting to see how Theron responds.
So I'm assuming this gets caught on the news, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So like after this happens, Belsa kind of like shuts herself in a quiet room
mm-hmm.
and like enters a meditative state.
Okay.
Use the position and she's going to attempt to use foresight to predict the repercussions for the next day.
Okay, yeah, you're going to reach out to the Force and get some vague hints of events to come. Okay, sure.
I'm like channeling the screams from the broadcast and the carnage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like maybe your own frustration with like not getting what you wanted right away.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. So all you got to do is just roll one force die. That's the one in the very middle of your dice pool.
Yeah.
And because you're dark side, you want flipped from normal, so you want dark side.
Yeah, you got dark side.
Results.
Yeah, I got dark side.
Okay, cool. Good. Then you can, you can use it to spend it for hints about what's to come.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity. The moth was not a hated fellow, right? Like, he was making alliances with the people on the planet to keep shit going. Like, he was involved in a lot of stuff, yes?
Yeah, he was... There was some hope, maybe, that he would become... Basically, they all hated the Empire, and to placate the citizens, he was like, well, don't worry, like, I'm making deals with businesses, we're trying to, like... Because we want to become our own independent system, right? We're not going to join the Republic, but we're going to quit this, right, like, dying Empire, become our own thing. So he was all about, like, the money and the commerce and stuff.
Okay.
But people kind of forgot about that when, like, the factory district, which is where he was doing all these deals, got blown up, and there was this horrible tragedy, and they think the Empire did it, and, you know,
I just want to make sure I understood. Yeah.
They didn't hate him before, but they hated the Empire, and he was on and off about whether he was part of that or not.
All right, gotcha.
Plus the whole reel of you over that woman's body talking about murdering her or something.
Oh, no, I understand. I just want to make sure that my long con works out. So
yeah, totally. Yeah. I think you're.
I know. Yeah. All right. I'm not done yet. I just want to make sure this all works out.
Sure. Yeah. Of course. Okay. So. Belsa, looking into the future, you sense anger, like just so much anger, and like the anger of like the crowd and like the anger of the people of this planet. And you see visions of, you see like riots spilling into the courtyard of the palace. You see the Imperial flags being torn down, you know, statues being toppled.
Wait, there's people in the fucking palace?
No, this is the future.
Oh, I was like, I'd be sniping them before they even fucking hit the ground.
Yeah, no. you see an Ithorian who you've never seen before giving a speech at like a pulpit with the like New Republic flag behind him. You see the people cheering. You see a bunch of like the palace guards, and you see the Moff's son being like led away in chains. And then eventually, I think you only get about a day ahead. So like, that's probably about it, right? Like that's where the vision kind of like escapes you.
So this is going to escalate within the day.
Yeah. It's going to be a busy 24 hours.
Okay.
They're going to storm the palace and try to take over. And then the New Republic's going to try to replace with like a provisionary government. They're going to come in and like save the planet basically.
Okay.
I'm gonna, as I'm walking back, try to calm Scream Skin, by the way. So green skin.
Okay.
So
sure. Yeah. I don't actually think he's available. He's doing something else. He's on another secret mission.
Gaia, whatever her name is.
Nali? Yeah, she's Nali.
Nali, okay.
Yeah, she's with him. So the number they gave you, you don't get an answer on it.
Okay. Well then.
And then you get back to the palace. Yeah.
Yeah. There's still people outside the gates.
Yeah. And I think that like TK-161, like he's guarding the gate himself with some of the other stormtroopers, and he like has to like fire in the air to get people to back off so that he can like get you through the crowd. And when he pulls you into the courtyard, he's like, I think this is going to get worse before it gets better, ma'am.
And I look at him and I say, shoot anyone that tries to get over the gates. I just walk away.
He looks casually over to his side, and you see like two dead bodies just like lying there, like smoking. He's like,
way ahead of you.
Yeah, I just walk in.
Okay.
Or no, I shoot him a playful wink, and then I walk in. There you go.
Okay. All right. So you come back to the palace. Yeah. And everybody is back in one place. The new moth, Dade, he's looking a little worse for wear, right? He's like, okay, so guys, what now, basically?
Would this be a good time for me to just kind of explain my vision to the group?
Yeah, if you want to. Sure.
Yeah, so I think everyone's in one place, and Belsa walks in, and she's like, just had a vision. It seems that the compound is going to come under attack. They're going to capture the moth, they're going to capture the soldiers, and the Republic is going to hang banners in its place.
We need to take
drastic measures now.
I look at Belsa and I'm like, the moth's dead. I saw the convoys go up. Isn't the moth dead? Wasn't the moth not in there? Did you guys change the plan? Like, you see Lana just go, like, suddenly, like, I'm just like, what the fuck? What's happening right now?
Yeah, Dade says, he says, oh, don't worry. The moth is dead. Long live the moth. And he kind of like gestures like.
And I look at Dade, then I look at like Theron, and I'm like, what is going on? And I am like, I did my part of the plan. What is going on right now?
Theron goes over to Dade and stands beside him and says, you need to make an announcement, a press conference, announcing your father's death at the hands of the rebels. A man who tried to unite this world, lead it away from the Empire, who tried to work with the people. A man who truly exemplified what it was to be a good leader. You need to shed a few tears and let them know what it meant to have your father die. And then I go over to Belsa. I'm like, did you see anyone? Anyone of importance? What do you know?
Yes. And then I describe the dude giving the speech.
Yeah, so Lana, he describes Greenskin.
Okay.
I describe Greenskin to you.
Do I hear this?
Yep.
Okay, well, if I hear it, then I say, that's Greenskin, that's the rebel leader.
We need to kill him.
Yeah, I turn, and then I turn to Lana and say, 17 hours until I have to make contact. That's 17 hours you have to kill this Athorian.
I speak up and say, Lana, could you arrange a public meeting?
And I think on it in a moment. What kind of meeting?
I don't care what you talk about. I just want a shot.
And then I nod. I say, I think it can be done. I just got to get in contact with him. He wasn't available.
Send me the coordinates whenever.
I nod.
So. Yeah. No, I'd prefer it. Actually, I'd prefer it be done sooner rather than later. So I just sort of like let them handle this business, but I just sort of tap my watch like 17 hours.
Okay. Right. And yeah, I just like, you see me, I just get really frustrated and I fall silent, just really silent, staring at Talon.
All right, cool. So we wipe to Lana, you, so I guess you can get in touch with Greenskin. Like he's busy, but not like out of.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I had a little more.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Then. Sure.
Oh, I wanted to, get, Otto to, throw me in prison in the cells so that when, Dade makes his appeal to the public that we have footage of me in a prison cell because I was acting outside of his authority. And a horrible person like me does not represent what his father was trying to achieve. And I will be publicly executed tomorrow. 17 hours, Lana. 17 hours.
16 hours and 45 minutes now.
Yeah, so that's the plan. I want footage of me being roughed up by TK and the other stormtroopers, thrown in jail, and I did not speak for his father, and his father was killed by the rebels, and things have gotten too out of hand, and he is sad, and I will be executed publicly tomorrow.
This is a lot of pressure you're putting on me.
that's absolutely right. 17 hours. If I die,
I'm feeling kind of triggered right now.
17 hours. If I die, they die. That's all I'm saying. So that's my plan, and that's what I want the video. I want whatever press conference it is to be, is me thrown in prison, Dade giving a speech about how his father was like a good man. And if they can just remember that, and how I am part of an old, like the old empire, and the like, it's different. I'm a horrible person, and they're gonna execute me publicly tomorrow. 17 hours, Lana.
Okay.
Yeah, I do my amateur film, or maybe we just have a droid record, like a droid follows us around or something like that. And I direct like 161, like punch him. Punch him again, 3 times in the ribs, and then like I have the stormtroopers like throw him in the jail. They lock it. I make sure not to be in any of the shots, because that would only, if anything, I should probably be in the jail. But I probably have to kill this guy, so I can't be.
Yeah, you got shit to do.
Yeah, so yeah, we make all that video, then we send it to. We probably send it to the same people that came and interviewed him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what happened to those guys? Because they were following the convoy. What happened to them?
Yeah, well, I mean, they've been like, yeah, they've been reporting on the attack on the convoy, making big spectacular news about it, and definitely like leaning on the like, yeah, it was, you know, rebel agents during this chaos like took the opportunity to attack and kill them off in cold blood. You know.
Okay. Yeah, I send it to them and say, courtesy of the new Moff.
Mm-hmm.
Dade, whatever his last name is.
Yep.
Yeah, and then I go and ask Lana and say, or I guess after all that's done, Lana can do whatever she wants, and eventually we'll just meet up again.
Yeah, so that's my question. Lana, what do you do?
Well, I need to go out and get in contact with Greenskin, so...
Okay.
I think I walk back... What?
You just need to arrange a meet. You don't have to contact him.
Well, no, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to try and calm him, but I'm going to leave the palace to do that.
Okay. So. All right. So we find you in the Star Wars equivalent of a phone booth. You're talking to Greenskin.
Yeah, I'm talking to Greenskin. I reach out to him and I tell him about the 17 hours. I tell him about the plan. I finally say, you know, I need your help. You know, 17 hours, I'm going to lose something of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, I need you to make a scene. I need you to arrest me and take me in.
And
he's part of the Empire.
He says, I don't understand why, but you've been good to us so far. Mm-hmm. We can have this happen. Where? When?
I say anytime in the next 17 hours.
All right. Well, you tell me where you're going to be and I'll send some troops to pick you up.
I nod. I say, okay. And maybe I'll send them like the coordinates to like the nearest cantina that I got dropped at earlier.
Sure.
So...
Okay. So do you tell the others this is a thing you're doing?
Well, I tell Otto that there's going to be a meeting, and I tell him what the cantina is.
Okay.
So.
I respond back in all caps, italicized. I said public, you idiot.
Cantina is public.
I can't shoot into a fucking cantina from the top of a rooftop.
Maybe it's an open floor one.
Is it?
It's in Scumtown, so maybe.
You've been there like multiple times, is it?
Oh, yes, is it different? This is a different cantina, right? It's not the it's not the same one. So was your intent?
I text back in all caps, I'll sit next to a window.
Yeah, exactly. So was your intent here to, you wanted Greenskin to personally come and arrest you? Because he's just going to send some guys to grab you.
Yeah, that's the intent.
I basically want Otto to see me getting arrested.
Perfect. Okay, good.
I want Otto to see me getting arrested.
It's very hard. It's very hard when y'all are lying to each other in character, and then I'm trying to keep track of which thing is actually going to be happening.
We actually wanted her to meet Greenskin, but she's
I know. So what she's doing here is intentionally choosing not to do that, but instead being arrested or being captured by the rebels.
Well, I want them to rough me up, intentionally arrest me, and I want it to look like they basically found out who I was,
which would
definitely be easy because I've walked into the palace multiple times in an angry crowd.
It's real hard when it's 5v3. Otto, you're in position, you're in your sniper position, and you see Lana go into this cantina. Meanwhile, Agent Talon, you're in a prison cell in the I think you get your big hollow bars or whatever, but they've brought in a projector so you can see what's going on. You can see the news broadcast. Dade is giving, he's going to give a speech to the people of Terrace. And he's going to address them. Where are you, Belsa? You're the only unaccounted for person right now.
I'm just, plotting to speed up the 17 hours to 2.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I guess I'm just at the house with Baron.
Okay.
I'll be by his side.
So Dade takes the stage, and I think this is one of those it cuts between all the scenes as he's speaking, but we keep the voiceover of his speech the whole time. Mm. And he says, he's like, "People of Terrace, I address you not only as my father's son, but as your Moth. I have taken his place as leader of Terrace. And while I am young, I hope that you will remember that I'm not only my father's son, but my mother's as well." And I think that he projects an image of her on the out that people can see. You can see it all. And he says, "My mother was a kind woman, a good woman, a woman of the empire. She believed in what our empire stood for. And when he lost her, my father, he lost his way. What we need now is strength, unity. What we have is chaos." And he gestures, and we can see the crowds kind of burning shit and throwing things through windows. And he says, "I want you to know that what happened in my palace to that woman, it was not my doing, and that the man responsible has been captured." And it shows, TK punching you and them dragging you away, that he will face imperial justice. And while he's speaking, we cut to the cantina, and everybody in the cantina pretty much is watching the screens inside. And we see through Otto's scope, we see Lana, come in and sit down at the table. And, a waiter comes over to you, and he's kind of looking over his shoulder at the TV, not really paying attention. And he's "Can I get you something?" Or keeps looking.
And I put my fist down. I'm like, "Yes, just give me a tall glass of space rum."
he nods. He's like, yeah, all right. So he goes. And Otto, you see four men, men and women, wearing coats, obviously meant to conceal weapons, come into the cantina. Mm. One of them walks over to Lana's table. And Lana, you see Verse, right? And he looks at you, and he gives you this one look, "Okay, are you sure? You sure this is what you want?"
And I look up at him. I don't say anything. I just have just a stone cold stare, and I drink some of the rum.
Okay, yeah. He, as you're drinking, he takes a step forward and slaps it out of your hand, and the glass shatters on the wall. You see this too, Otto. You can't hear anything that's happening, but he slaps the glass out of your hand. The others pull weapons on you.
I start aiming at this point.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I grab for my sword.
Okay, all right. Yeah, and they're shouting at you, and suddenly all the attention in the bar turns to you, and they're they're shouting about this woman's an imperial agent, and she's here to destroy Terrace, and she's responsible for the bombings, and shouting things to everybody. And some of the people are pointing, some of the agents, the rebels are pointing guns at the crowd to keep them back. Mm-hmm. And Verse pulls a pistol and points it at you. And he's like, get up. I'm like, gestures for you, stand.
I still have like my hand on my sword, but I just like, I slowly, you see me, I slowly stand.
Okay. Just, like, yeah. So Otto, you see Lana getting like taken away by these dudes.
Do I know which one is Greenskin?
Greenskin's a human and he is not here. Or Greenskin isn't a human, rather. He's an Ithorian.
I just immediately start packing up my gear and say, this is her fault. I'm done.
Right. So you like pull the rifle down, start taking it apart.
Yeah, start taking it all apart. And then I just start making my way back.
Okay, cool.
Why wouldn't you follow them? Oh my God. Why wouldn't you follow them? They could lead us to the rebel base. They could lead us to the rebel base.
Because we'll have comms on pocket.
Oh God, this is like blowing up another factory.
I can
factory.
Lead you there.
It's like
I'm
blowing up another
there.
Factory. You couldn't lead us there, you just betrayed us.
You don't know that. You don't know that. Don't metagame me, bro.
JP.
So we see this happen, right? We see Otto leave. We see Lana getting dragged into a vehicle of some kind. You know, Theron, you're seeing the speech on your cell screen, and at the end of his speech, you know, Moff Rilcott says, he says, the times in this galaxy have changed, but the things that people believe in, stability and order, those can still be had here on Terrace. I am your Moff by the right given to me by the Empire, but I want you to choose me. I want to lead you by choice. And you can see people starting to like kind of come around to his point of view. And he says, work with me, people of Terrace, help me clear up this chaos. Don't listen to these false voices. And he points at like, there's like, you know, like a rebel, like spray paint on one of the walls. And he says, ignore that symbol of hate. Remember the greatness this planet once had. If not for me, then do it for my mother. Remember her. And he like turns and this little cape like flaps and he goes back into the palace. And like the crowd is kind of like confused now. Like their fervor to like tear down the palace has like kind of changed. And I think that Belsa, we come back to you and you're just like inside and you can feel the hatred of the planet, like of the people kind of like fading and changing into
like
something
dissipate.
Else. Yeah, 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 yeah. They're becoming, in your mind, like in your feeling, they're becoming weak. They're losing touch with their like strong emotions. But you also feel this intensely powerful feeling of like confidence and like still like a little bit of. There's a lot of like anger in him of like Dade. Like he's like, yeah, cool. I can say things that make people do stuff, and he's starting to like learn about his power.
Cool.
Yeah, and he comes back in off the addressing balcony, because there's obviously on the big fucking pyramid there's a balcony to address the peons from. And he comes back in and he sees you. And he's like, you know, he's got like sweat on his brow and he's like breathing kind of hard. But he looks up and he kind of like grins at you.
I just smile back at him. I'm just like, that was a wonderful speech, my lord.
He nods. He says, thank you. Well, first thing's done. What's next?
Nice. Cliffhanger.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's probably as good a place as any. Nice work.
15 hours left. What do we have? 14 hours? When's the public execution?
So, yeah, I mean, that's the next stage, right? The people will be waiting to hear about, like, what are we going to do with this prisoner that we got? You know, how's the new Moff going to, like, prove he's a good dude? Lana, two of the four PCs are in jails of some kind. So yeah,
cool. And we both willingly put ourselves in jail.
Yeah, well, it's great. That's
true. Both of us.
That's true.
I hope you know. No, JP literally proved none of us are coming for you. So I want you to know whatever you've got going on over there. In 15 hours, I would assume. Dead people.
You might be one of them.
If you die, they die anyway, too.
Yeah, so I'm not too concerned. I'm not too worried. Next episode is going to be called The Lannis Has to Save the day
it's episode. Like an episode of 24, and every like 10 minutes an hour goes down.
Yeah. You're literally this next episode is going to be all you, Pocket, because I'm in jail. None of us are going to come save you, and you have to kill the rebel leader, or else.
That's true.
It's all you. Next episode's all you.
I was very close.
The Empire. I don't know.
I was very close during dinner to just shooting Lana, but I knew that would be way too metagamey, so I didn't do it. I even messaged Strippin', and I was like, should I actually just shoot Pocket? Do you think I should?
Don't betray the Empire, especially the Empire.
You don't know it's a betrayal. You don't know what. You don't know what's going on.
Oh, God help you if we ever find out, though.
I'm not even certain how many times Lana has like. I don't know. Like, Pocket wasn't like messaging me and being like, "Here's my real intent." She's just doing things, and I'm like, "Okay, now you're a rebel. No, now you're Imperial. Now you're. I don't.
That's true."
I think that's the thing. I mean, that would be Lana's character. She's very conflicted.
Totally.
She hates Theron. Theron has something against her, so she has to be loyal. We've made that much obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've got a few hours to prove your loyalty.
she wants Theron to die. But she doesn't want another person to die or another people to die that he has. And so it's like there's like all these things going on that like she's gonna have to ultimately decide.
That's and the
true.
Clock's
right.
ticking the whole time.
Right. Next episode, pong, pong, we're ticking down. You're Jack Bauer. Time's wasted. I've got him or whatever the hell that girl's name was, and shit's going down.
It's true.
I can't wait.
All right. Let's do some shout-outs because we got another show to do in about 50 minutes. So, Strippin', start us off, sir.
What's up, guys? My name's Strippin'. You can find me at twitch.tv/Strippin' or at
Strippin'
on Twitter. Variety Caster played a bunch of different games. I think I'm going to be playing some more Total Warhammer again this week. We've been playing Legend of the Wumbro, which is a Dark Souls 3 Soul Level 1 playthrough that I'm doing this week. That's been a lot of fun. So if you're into that kind of stuff, feel free to head over and check me out. Thanks for the show today, Adam. It was good fun.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome stuff. Jesse, do some shout-outs.
Oh, my God. Thank you to everyone who was watching. I really enjoy the idea that today we just fucking winged it. There was no planning involved, and it was a ton of fun.
No, what do you mean? There was so much planning. There was too
much. Oh, yeah.
Planning.
There was way too much. We all tried to metagame everything and got so confused. I've never had... It was so much fun. Let's see. YouTube.com/JessicaOx. You can see Dodger and I are playing Life is Strange right now, and it's the best musical act you'll ever see. And, yeah, I'm out of town for another 2 days, and so there probably won't be that many videos and stuff, but I come back on June 1st, so I will see you all then. And then I finally get to play Overwatch, finally. I had to sit through launch while everyone's posting all their videos of how happy they are.
Yeah.
Ass.
Yep. That's true. That's true. Pocket, some shout outs.
I'm your resident trader. No, just and next episode is going to be Can I Woo TK161? We'll find out. no, I mean, can I save? No, I meant can I save the day? That's what I meant. I'm Pocket. I stream full time Tuesday through Saturday, and yeah, twitch.tv/pocket POKKBT. And that was a fun episode, even though it was confusing. It was so confusing. I'm still confused. So yeah.
I mean, you're the one that was bouncing back. You confused yourself.
Yeah, you betrayed us, and we had to change our plans based on your betrayal.
Yeah.
We've never had a normal game. We had
you confused us on the blow
up a factory. Pocket immediately betrayed us. Like, this team has no cohesion. We're just like, fuck it.
I'm just saying, JP ruined the last one with blowing up the factory.
Everybody gets a turn.
It was my turn.
Look, this is all going according to plan. This is great
so far.
Me and Jesse
Empire, we ain't going to ruin shit, all right? We're about order.
Yeah, you guys are
kidding me?
You got to have people who aren't bloodthirsty like you guys. We got to have
I'm
some
not bloodthirsty.
People. Have some normalcy.
I worked this boy over so well, and I know what's gonna happen. This son of a bitch is gonna be like, no wait, he can't because he's loyal to me because I got that thing. I thought he was gonna become like punk ass kid that was like, I'm in charge now and you are gonna die. No, but he's loyal to me.
That's
right. Just fucking charm, baby. Yeah. Alright, we're good.
There you go. Last but not least, Adam, do some shout outs.
And I'll put your camera in there. I hope you all aren't sick of me because we got another 4 hours of sweet Star Wars shit coming up. So stick around for that.
On the light side.
You can find me right here GMing for the light side in 45 minutes. But otherwise, I stream at twitch.tv/AdamCoble in Persona 4 right now. And I'm going to be GMing. This is a nice warm up because I'm GMing a bunch of stuff for Roll20 Con on the 3rd. It's a 24-hour online tabletop con. Jesse's going to be one of my games. It's going to be fun, so check that out. See you again very soon, my nerds.
Awesome stuff. All right, that'll do it for Darkside. I think we all should be playing again next week, so we'll get that sorted out and get it confirmed, and we'll get it posted up whenever we do get that confirmed. So
it's going to be a big episode. It's going to be a big episode. Yeah,
it's going to be pocket the episode. The rest of us will just be chilling.
I can't wait. I want to see get the Mapkin skills out.
I'm actually bringing popcorn out pocket. For the next episode. I'm just going to sit here and eat popcorn.
Can we play other NPCs that she meets along the way in her 17-hour mission?
Like, I'll be Blurred, them how you would.
Yeah, I'll be Blurred Jordan Smith, and Sam will be Niles Chillsworth.
Yeah.
And JP will be
the Wookie. There you go. I got it right there. I'll go get the Wookie best.
Rebels for an episode.
Yeah. All right. We'll tune in next week for that. And like Adam was saying, we got Balance Power Lightside coming up in just about 49 minutes. So stick around the channel and we'll see you guys then. Thanks everyone for watching. We'll be right back with some more in about 40 minutes. We'll see you then.
Bye.